broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, we're back. And to explain to you the reason for our absence here off the air with new programming for the last couple of weeks, I will now turn the proceedings over to our resident vice president of anything invented after 1990, Mr. Ben, who, of course, joins me this morning on the program. Good morning, Ben. Explain to the nice people what happened, how you fixed it, and where we go from here.
We are all good. We just had to make some changes to the website and to the architecture that allows us to put this out as a podcast every single episode. So you will still be able to enjoy the program via the podcast, so make sure that you do that. And now let's get back to what we enjoy doing, the musical part of this.
All right. Well, in a couple of few weeks, of course, because there's never a dull moment when you're Jewish, there was a lot of things going on in the world. Of course, all the terrible crisis in the land of Israel, all the problems with the Gaza, etc., etc., etc. So as far as any human solution to the problem, I'll leave that to somebody with a lot more intelligence than me. As far as the divine solution to the problem, that we pray for each and every day. And seems like whenever in Shul something bad happens, they always say, let's say, a chapter of the Tehillim of the Book of Psalms. This particular psalm seems to be the go-to psalm for times of trouble, for it is a great psalm of faith. Psalm 121, Esoena El Heorim, begins by saying that we look for help and all our help comes from Hashem, and that the guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. And we pray that, like it says, that God will guard our going out and our coming in from this time forth and forever. One of the great, great versions of this particular psalm, and there have been so many, was done in 1948 by the late Cantor Moshe Koussevitzky, one of the greats, who took a composition by Cantor Mordechai Yardeni, a very fine chazan, and recorded it for RCA Victor, part of a series that he did for that label from the time that he arrived in the United States back in 1947 until RCA Victor shut down their 78 department back in 1952. So here, recorded, as I say, for RCA Victor with the orchestra of the late Warner Bass, who did the beautiful orchestration on the recording. Here, the late Cantor Moshe Koussevitzky, one of the greats of all time, the Chazon Hador of his generation, and S-O-N-A, Psalm 121, Prayers for Hashem's Help and for Peace.
Yeah.
Recorded for RCA Victor back in 1948, truly the Chazon Hador, the cantor of that last generation, the late cantor Moshe Koussevitzky, and Psalm 121, Esso Eina El Hehorim, prayers for Hashem's protection and for peace. What a great way to start off the program this morning.
Definitely.
All right, well, let's continue now with a Hasidic selection by Chaim Schwartz from a 1991 recording. These are lines from Psalm 128, V'yisku l'rezvonim v'anu l'vanecha, that Hashem should privilege you and bless you, that you see children born to your children, and that you see peace upon Israel. More great thoughts and sentiments. Here, Chaim Schwartz, recorded back in 1991.
Thank you.
recorded back in 1991 there, Chaim Schwartz and V'yizkulir Hasvonim, Psalm 128, at least the last lines from it, that you live to see children born to your children and that you live to see peace upon Israel. And that's all good stuff for sure, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. I think that he came from the Soviet Union in that great wave of emigration that occurred at the collapse of the Soviet Union, came to America and made that recording, and never saw anything else by him. But, you know, back at that time, especially these different Hasidic albums were coming out, and they were, most of them were, you know, like, what do they call, one-hit wonders. And then, you know, there were a few that, you know, that lasted. But again, it was, these today are rare collector's items, so we enjoy sharing them with everybody here on the program. Well, the next portion of the program is brought to you by Leslie Kanner's Fabulous Israeli Accents, and doing it over the phone remotely, but things are starting to ease up, at least over here in the capital of the United States of America. The mask mandates are starting to go by the wayside, and things are starting to open up, and maybe, God willing, we're getting past this thing already, so we certainly hope so. In any event, in the meanwhile, give them a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's Fabulous Israeli Accents. The Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware and Judaica, serving the Mid-Atlantic area here for well over the past 30 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica. This week, a selection from the 1978 Israel pre-Eurovision Festival. Here, Hedva Amrani in a song called Belev Echad, With One Heart. Recorded back in 1978 from the Israeli pre-Eurovision Festival there, Hedva Amrani and Belev Echad, with one heart. Hope very much enjoyed it. That preceding selection of the beautiful music of Israel brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Well, we'll continue now. Ben's got his first selection on the program this morning, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, this is an interesting one. This is some music history here. So of some of the Israeli music that has had crossover appeal into the rest of the world, one of, if not the first one to do it, was the late, great Ofer Chaza. And so one of the songs that was really popular, not only in Israel, but into Europe and even into North America, was the song Im Nin Alu, which is a musical version of a poem that goes all the way back to the 17th century. So, the song that went viral and became famous was back in 1987, which was a remix version that was produced by an Israeli producer, and that went number one all over Europe and even into the United States and into the UK. But that was a real, you know, mixed up version of it with a lot of post-production. So I thought it would be cool to listen to the original, this one from 1984. Here's Ofer Chaza with Im Nin Alu. And there you had it from 1984, the original version of Rafa Haza singing Imni Nalu.
Yeah, it was very nice. She was absolutely brilliant. It's
definitely.
Without question, the greatest crossover artist that Israel ever had. Just who knows what would have been had she not passed away at such a young age. It's shame, shame. But one of the greats, and thanks for bringing that original there. Always it's fun to have the originals on there, you know, on the program. I always try to do it, too. Well, let's continue now with the 78 group. Here's the great Pesach Burstein, one of the great stars of the Yiddish theater, of course, with his family, the four Bursteins, his wife Lillian Lux, and children Michael and Susan, really toured the length and breadth of this entire world, bringing Yiddish theater to just about every corner of the world. Here is a selection that he recorded for the Sun label in New York back in 1946, a song called Sheshainen Alte Mainze. This is already an old story. Here's the late Pesach Burstein.
Sie scheinen auf dem Meise, sie sind nicht kein Neid bei mir. Sie scheinen auf dem Meise, muss jeder weiß im Frier. Mädlich noch kein Reichtum, sollt ihr sich nicht jugen. Ihr kennt mit der Neuzer, sich noch herren trugen. Die scheinen aus dem Mainze, die Mainze ist schön aus. Ich hab lieb die Mädle, wo sennen full of pep. Full of life, mit Jazz in Jai, nur hab jetzt was your step. Der seht ihr nur a Jitterbock, a boy bus is okay. Ihr swingt in Swede in Kabarett, der Nuch is auch in Bay. Flattert nicht sie lang, weil es wird euch die Hände fangen. Sie scheunen aus dem Mainze, sie sind nicht kein Eis bei mir. Sie scheunen aus dem Mainze, muss jeder weiß im Frier. Mädlich noch kein Reichtum, sollt ihr sich nicht jugen. Ihr kennt mit der Neuzer, sich noch harren trugen. Sie scheunen aus dem Mainze, die Mainze ist schön aus. Ob die kennt einen alten Mann mit 69 Jahr, nimmt er ein Geweibele im Villa Kattischbur. Er läuft im größten Doktorball, vom Egen schön gespennt. Er bei dem Doktor Hotsch bin alt, gibt mir am Mund geglänzt. Er macht ihm an X-Ray, in geht bald Tagischrei. Sie scheunen aus dem Mainze, sie sind nicht kein Neid bei mir. Sie scheunen aus dem Mainze, muss jeder weiß im Frier. Der Doktor tappen vorn, in der tappen hinten, macht ihn an alten Kogel, aber für die Gesinnten. Sie scheunen aus dem Mainze, die Mainze ist schön aus. Alter, sucht der Doktor, muss nicht ihr, ich weiß minder. Ihr könnt nicht beweisen, am Messel huben Kinder. Sie scheinen aus dem Mainze, die Mainze ist schön aus.
They recorded back in 1946 in New York there, the late Pesach Burstein, great star of the Yiddish theater. And Sheshainen Alte Mainze, it already is an old story, and I hope you enjoy that. You know, that whistling, he was able to do. The only two entertainers that I know are able to whistle like that. Pesach Burstein and Al Jolson could whistle like that as well. I don't quite know how they did it. It took both hands, and if you see film of Al Jolson doing it, you put both fingers in your mouth and the other hand on top, and one way or the other, it comes out, but I don't know anything more beyond that, but hope you enjoy that. Pesach Burstein had a great career from the 1920s all the way into the 1970s, and actually wrote a biography in Yiddish that was very interesting as well, and I hope very much you enjoyed it. Of course, his son, the great Mike Burstein, who's been getting it done for a long time as well. Well, let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here is the group Achva, recorded back in 1985, and a line from the beginning of the Havdalah service, Hinei Kel Yeshua Si, of course, that Hashem, behold, Hashem is our salvation. Here, a very nice recording by the group Achva.
lives in Roskarshan. My Healy needs to walk. Who shot the Mayan with our sign? Be in my name, I is to walk. Who shot the Mayan with our sign? Be my name, I should walk. Who shot the Mayan with our sign?
They recorded back in 1985. They're the group Achva and Hine Kel Yeshua. See lines that from the Book of Tehillim that found their way into the Havdalah service every Saturday night and hope very much enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, here is a real nice one. This one, a version of Aleinu by a group that we have featured on here, the Sifta of Waterbury, a great student group. And this one, again, a nice version of Aleinu.
Oh,
And there you had it, the Miseft of Waterbury. It's a very nice version of Aleinu.
I was very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. Now, here is a very interesting recording. So I've got a few things on this today's program that are left over from when we weren't able to broadcast, and I had some things from the time of Sphira, from the counting of the Omer, so I'd play them today because they're really good, and I thought that people would enjoy them even if they're a little bit out of season. In any event, this is a very rare recording done by Freidela Oysher. Now, Freidela Oysher was the younger sister of the great Chazan Moshe Oysher, and she performed for many years in the Yiddish theater, and she also sang cantorial selections, mostly all from the stage, because in the time when she was performing, even in the conservative and even in the reform movement, they still did not have women cantors in that era. So there were a number of women who became very famous for singing cantorial versions of cantorials, from the stage or, of course, on the radio, and that's where this recording comes from about 1948. Here's Freidela Oysher and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is recited each night as the Omer, the Sphira, is counted, and it is a prayer to Hashem asking him to, in our merit of fulfilling the commandment to count the Omer, that he should bring great blessing to us and that our souls should be cleansed from all their sediment and their blemish and that we should emerge and be 100% in the service of Hashem. This was taken off a radio broadcast. The Oysher family, Freidela, was in charge really in the 80s and the 90s, where she lived well into her 90s, and they were in charge of reissuing all these radio recordings that they had in the family collection. So here's one from the late 1940s made in the New York area. Freidela Oysher sings from the stage and on a radio broadcast the Rabbeinu Shel Olam from the counting of the Sphira, the Omer, each evening during that period of time, and a very rare recording at that. Take a listen and enjoy.
Oh,
taken off the radio in the New York area back about 1948. There, the late Freda Leischer, a younger sister of the great Chazan Moshe Eicher, and the Rabbeinu Shalom recited each night during the Sphere of Service, the County of the Omer. And some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
She had a lot of style, just like her brother, you know, like it was very similar, you know, like your grandfather used to say, may rest in peace, is in the Blittens, you know, it was in the blood, and she was quite a star in her own right for many, many decades, for where Moshe passed away at a very young and untimely age. She lived to be, like I say, well into her 90s, and she had quite the career at that. So, nice to remember that very rare recording. You know, freed from the confines of the 32 bars of the 10-inch 78, you know, they could really let loose to a radio audience that numbered sometimes in the tens and tens of thousands in the New York area. So, hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is another interesting one from the Israeli music scene, and this one really is a good example of what Israeli culture is like. So this is from singer Yossi Azulai, who is Mizrahi and has put out a lot of Mizrahi Jewish music for a long time. Now, this is one that was originally an American Ashkenazi composition called Rachim, which was originally by the Shalshelis group and had the Yiddish-Hebrew pronunciations and all of that. And what Yossi Azulai did for this recording was took the melody and changed it so that it's everything in this whole production sounds very Mizrahi but still keeps the original. So a real cool mixture and composition that he did.
רחם נא השם אלוקינו רחם על ישראל עמך רחם ועל ירושלים עירך רחם 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 הבית הגדול והקדוש
And there you had it. Yossi Azulay with Rachem. And like I said, you can hear
that. That was very nice.
Yeah, you can hear that Ashkenazic melody in there, but with all the Sephardic pronunciation and accents, it was very different.
It just goes to show that, you know, in our constant quest for Jewish unity, that those who seek to make these artificial barriers between Ashkenazim and Sephardim and whatever other gradations that we have, it's all nonsense, because at the end of the day, we're all one people, and at the end of it all, we're all together. And even in the music, see, you can take one and put it in the other. It doesn't matter, you know. Like they say in Yiddish, you know, "Vusmu zaynen zaynen mir, abe yidden zaynen mir." What we are, but at the end, we're all Jews, and that's something that we keep in mind here on this program for lo these many years for sure. Well, let's continue now. Here's a little comedy. So here's the Magama Group, and this was recorded in 1988 from a concert that they did in the New York area. Now, this is a spoof of a song by the very famous American singer Teresa Brewer, and the song was called Music, Music, Music. And the name of this spoof of it is Pushka, Pushka, Pushka. Here are the great Magama, the late rabbis Shalom Levine and Moshe Yes, and a great recording. Take a listen live in concert in the New York area. A very rare recording there. Magama in back in concert in 1988 in a spoof of the old Teresa Brewer song, Music, Music, Music. And that's called Pushka, Pushka, Pushka. And I was lucky. I got to see Magama in concert one time. They came here to Washington, and I got to see them and meet them and tell them how much everybody loved to hear my Zadie on the radio every week. And they were great. They were great. Unfortunately, both of them passed away in their 60s. And they left behind, you know, some very, very fine recordings. And like I say, they were both musicians in the rock era that both became very religious, and they met each other. But, you know, musicians are musicians, and the music came through, and they had some great, great songs during their career, and hope very much you enjoyed it. So let's squeeze in one more before the mid-break. Here's Mickey Katz with a spoof of a song from the 1920s called The Darktown Strutter's Ball. This one is called The Downtown Strutter's Ball. Great music on this. Take a listen. Thank you.
fahr dir in a Taxi, Hanne. Better be ready, say you have no car. Wubbele, please don't be fatra. Cause we müssen sein dorten, wenn die Klezmer spielen. And when we get there, Hanne, a share a lekkosatski, a lebe dicke Welt. Ich verschwitzen von mein Plier. Von mein Plier zu mein Zerrissen ist hier. Oh, morgen bei Nacht, hätte dann tanzt Rodes Ball. Kuckuck came, it's maim and schleim. Und Mation Grey strickt die koschere Fleisch. Na hurry Nate, komm schlepp your date. Du a dance an die Lenzi in hinten Clinton. Gimp die Klecker, Blinzis Latkes. A Hemsel, a Tänzel, verbunsche die Gattkes. Wenn you give a Moidak, jetzt! I wird's hier dir geben, bitch! Oh, tomorrow night at the Darktown's Brothers Ball. Juckel, Gitter, Schuckel, Mendel, Mendel, hackt in Fendel, Jom, Chidi, Bom, Chidi, Bidi, Bidi, Bom. Jankel ist gefahren auf a Chigelle. Look at him go, gay, 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 Schmulke. Gina Horre ist ein Mädel, aber alle Bote ist ihr Pulke. When you dance with a Moid, a Bissel, oh, es ist a Mitzvah zu geben, a Kitzel. Tomorrow night, ein Morgen bei Nacht.
Recorded for Capitol back in 1958, the great Mickey Katz, and accompanied by some of the great musicians of the big band era who were all his friends and performed on his records, and at a spoof of an old American song, the Downtown Strutter's Ball. And I hope very much that you enjoyed it. It's very, very clever lyrics in there, and talking about that when you dance with the girl and you give her a little tickle, then she'd turn around and smack you over the head. But of course, in Yiddish, it rhymes. So there you have it. So hope very much you enjoyed it. Let's step aside now for the mid break. Then we'll be back with the second portion of this morning's program. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue now with the second portion of this morning's program. Hope very much you're enjoying it. Let's continue now. Here's a little bit of inspiration that comes from the Zmiris of Motzoei Shabbos, which are recited as the Shabbos is departing. And this one says, Al Tira Avde Yaakov, that Hashem promises us that the servants of Jacob, of course, meaning the Jewish people, need have no fear. And then there's a whole bunch of verses how all that's explained. And the first, of course, Amar Hashem li Yaakov, and Hashem told Yaakov, Al tira avde Yaakov, the servants of Jacob need have no fear. Here the Camp Shalva Choir, an offshoot of the Bubba Ver Chassidim, one of my favorites, recorded back in 1988. Take a listen.
Marashaim le Yankoy,
Al Tiro Avdi Yankoy,
Ucharashaim be Yankoy,
Al Tiro Avdi Yankoy,
Tu Alashaim Mes Yankoy,
Al Tiro Avdi Yankoy,
Tu Rachtoy Chomi Yankoy,
Al Tiro Avdi Yankoy.
Amen, Yashra Shakon,
Al Tiro Avdi Yaakov,
Ve'yayim Imi Yaakov,
Recorded back in 1988, the Camp Shalva Choir, and Altira of the Yaakov, the servants of Jacob need have no fear, a little inspiration for us here on the program. And for some reason in the Yiddish world, the name of Yaakov Avinu got an extra letter added to it, but it wasn't like when Hashem added a hey to the names of Avraham and Sarah. For some reason, they added a nun, and Yaakov became Yaakov, and you hear it in the recording there, they pronounce it Yaakov, and why that is, I don't know, but it's there, so I just thought I'd mention it, and a very, very nice recording of that. That Camp Shalva Choir made 10 or 12 different recordings back in the late 80s and early 90s, very, very fine music, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here is Irit Dotan recorded. This is an Israeli album of Yiddish selections recorded back in 1976, proving Ben's theory that this whole idea that there was no Yiddish music in Israel is a, what do they call it, Ben? An urban legend, yeah. Right? And that's ever since the 40s all the way to the present day, Yiddish has had a tremendous part of the Israeli music scene, and rightfully so. So here is Irit Dotan and Der Chulam, The Dream, recorded back in 1976.
In dem schönen breiten Himmel wird von Zeit zu Zeit verschrieben durch die klare blaue Stern auf der Welt, wo's kein als wären. Ob die Blumen wählen blühen, ob die Täuben wählen fliehen, wählen ansagen die Psure von dem Scholem und die Gude. Berg und Tollen, Wälder jammen, singen wählen sie zusammen, Liederwörter in dem Gran, welcher ist bekannt misstan. Lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögel in frei fliehen. Lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögel in frei fliehen. grüne Blätter, Bäume, seh, was wachsen, seh die Träume, seh meint viele harzig Herren, was ich bett von meinen Sternen, sollen bleiben, nicht verschwinden, Menschen, welche Willen gründen, und verwirklichen dem Cholen, mit einem ist dicken Scholen, Berg und Ton, Wälder, Jamen, singen Wellen, sie zusammen, Lieder, Wörter in dem Kram, welcher ist bekannt, Mistan? Lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögelin frei fliehen. Lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögelin frei fliehen. In dem schönen, breiten Himmel wird von Zeit zu Zeit verschritten. Ob's wird kommen, doch der Schollen, wird es nicht sein, mehr kein Holen. Lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögelin frei fliehen, lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögelin frei fliehen. Berg und Tal und Wälder jammen, singen Wellen sie zusammen, Lieder Wörter in dem Gran, welcher ist bekannt misstan? Lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögelin frei fliehen. Lasst uns leben, lasst uns blühen, lasst die Vögelin frei fliehen.
They recorded back in 1976 there, Irit Dotan, a very nice song there called Der Cholem, the dream. In Yiddish, he talks about that the various forms of nature, the trees and the mountains and the valleys and everything will pray for the peace of the Jewish people. He said, let us live and let us bloom and let the free bird, meaning the Jewish people, let the free bird fly high and let it not be a dream. Let it all be reality. Very, very nice selection there by Irit Dotan, recorded back in 1976. Something that we hope for all the time in our day, so for sure. I hope very much enjoyed that very rare recording from the CBS catalogs. Very interesting. CBS, which CBS Records, that is, of course, a division of Columbia Records, made many, many Jewish albums back in the 1970s and 80s and into the 90s. For some unknown reason, all the master discs were destroyed, and now we just have the original LPs that we work with, and so they have all become very, very rare collector's items. So hope very much that you enjoyed that. Well, let's continue now. Here is Dov Levine. This is brought to you again by Israeli Accents. Give him a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area and around the world with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica. So here's Dov Levine and a selection from the Sphere, the Counting of the Omer. Shefarah b'chol halamos, and talking about that God should increase our abundance and our plenty in all the worlds, as it says, and a very nice version of it from a very nice album that he made back in 1988. Here's Dov Levine and Shefarah.
בילדי זה יושפע שפרב שפרב בכל אילומויס בילדי זה יושפע שפרב שפרב בכל אילומויס בילדי זה יושפע שפרב שפרב בכל אילומויס בילדי זה יושפע שפרב Shepherd, Shepherd, the Holy Moise. Shepherd, Shepherd, the Holy Moise. Shepherd, שפרס בכל העולמוי שפרס, שפרס די על ידי זה יושפע שפרס בכל העולמוי שפרס, שפרס יושפע שפרר, שפרר בכל העולמויס אוי 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 זה אוי יושפע שפרר, שפרר בכל העולמויס אוי 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 זה אוי יושפע שפרר, שפרר בכל העולמויס אוי 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 זה
recorded back in 1988 there, Dov Levine, very, very fine Hasidic singer of that time, and Shefarov, again, another one from the Sphere of Service. Get rid of all the leftovers, Ben. But I thought, you know, they're so good, you know, man, how you not going to have them, right? So another thing that's good is Ben, and he's got his next selection coming up right now.
All right, well, here we have another nice one, something with a historical bend. So this composition was one that became very famous for Baruch Levine, called Vizekeini. And originally, the song became famous because of a video of him as a kid singing it somewhere, and now as an adult, he re-recorded it and all of that. But there actually is a professional recording of him singing it as a child. Here is that recording.
Zakeini ligadel banim uvnei vanim chachomim unevoinim Oy avei Hashem yirei Elokim Anshei emes zera koidesh ba Hashem dveikim
And there you had it, one of the earlier studio recordings of Baruch Levine singing Vizekani.
Very nice at that. You know, we've had that one around for a long time, Ben.
Yeah.
Very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. One more from this 1964 album by the late Jack Hilliard. And before we put it back on the shelf, here's a medley of things that is very, very enjoyable. And to take a listen, I think you'll enjoy it very much.
Hello, how do you do? In all my trips around the world, I always thought of you. My friends, was an Glück, lach mich zu sehen, oh du. Mit mein Gesang hab ich der Quick, Herze sehr viel, gesingen schöne Lieder mit dem jüdischen Gefühl. Hab lang gespielt von Menschen, was verstehen nicht kein Jiddisch. Hab ich bei sie gesingen, auf Englisch, Gorachidisch. You gotta have a little muzzle, cause muzzle means good luck. And with little muzzle, you'll always have a buck. And if you're a schlamazo, you may be on the ball. You try and you can't get by. You beat your head against the wall. Don't ever try to figure why you seem to be the blame. That some folks make a million and can't even write their name. Oh, yeah, they, you've got to have some muzzle, and you never will be stuck. Cause with a little muzzle, you'll always have good luck. And if you want a song to thrill you with romance right from the start, there's nothing like a gypsy love song. One you'll sing right from your heart. Ust gitarre so schiene ist an eier. Ust redeit strunasa strunoi. Слышится песня цыганская. Ой, все цыганья уснули давно. Ай-лай-лай, что мне горе, ближнее море, можно вечер под до дна. Эй, сердце тише, 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 копки старого вина. But the tune that will please you, plain, sweet, and tender, is this song that I sing just for Yiddish Kinder. While Yiddish is doch so shame, Yiddish is doch molechein, Yiddish laden mames, tates zedes babes. Hadi Rabbi prieft auf Goyish sucht, geht Schabes. Yiddish is doch so green, Yiddish lake sich auf und ziehen. Moichel scheunes, in andere mekoimes, weil Yiddish is doch so schön. Of Goizuk, Git Shabbos. Yiddish is the Chazoy Green. Yiddish lakes the Hoyfen sing. Moichele Shoines in andere Mekoimes. While Yiddish is the
And they recorded for Atlantic back in 1964, the late Jack Hilliard, and a very nice medley, lots of nice stuff there. The orchestra on that recording conducted by Mickey Katz. He had some great talent on that album. Like he says there, he said, Yiddish is very easy and it lays on the tongue, and other nations may have their language and their tongue, but Yiddish is so beautiful. Very, very nice at that. Hope you enjoyed that. So back on the shelf it goes. I got to tell you something, Ben. When that album came out, your grandfather, may he rest in peace, wore out about three of them before, you know, he started to put it aside and listen to something else. He really, really enjoyed it. So we continue to play it all these years later on the program and hope you enjoyed it. Well, now Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. Here a nice one from the Israeli collection. Here's the Moshav Band with a nice version of Lecha Dodi. And there you had it, the Moshav Band. Yes, and that one a version of Lecha Dodi.
All right. Well, as long as we're in the Lecha Dodi mood, we continue with the London School of Jewish Song. We'll get the other side of the street involved. Here are lines from Lecha Dodi, Mikdash Melech Yir Melucha. Here's the London School of Jewish Song recorded back in 1997.
Thank you.
And they recorded back in 1997. They're the London School of Jewish Song and from the Lachado di Mikdash Melech. And hope you enjoyed it. Ben's got another one for us. Calling to that right now.
All right. And this is a real nice one by the singer David Gabay. And this is a song called Birchos Avicha, of course, which means the blessings of the Father.
Oh,
And there you had it, David Gabayan, that one. A nice song called Bircha Zavicha.
Very, very nice at that. And he is a very, very fine singer. All the
yes,
stuff that
is.
You brought from him, very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. So on today's cantoral feature, two very rare selections from a 1949-78 done by the late cantor Label of Waldman, a very, very fine chazan of the preceding generations, and really the most famous American-born chazan of the Golden Age. Born in New York in 1907, in his early 20s, he was already one of the foremost chazanim in America. And I guess because he was American-born, he understood kind of better how things work in the United States, and he got himself out in all the expanding media. He was in a number of the Jewish movies in the 30s and 40s. He also appeared on countless radio programs. He made lots and lots of recordings for a lot of different companies before finishing up with a series of albums for a company called Mala Records that he actually owned and was named after his wife. He passed away, unfortunately, in 1969. His son, cantor Harvey Waldman, recently passed away and had kind of kept the flame going of his father's great artistry. So here, a very nice selection accompanied by the choir, the late Oscar Julius, very, very fine choir director. This for the meditation recited before the counting of the Omer each evening. This is the one in the gray box that the Art Scroll Sitter says some congregations
right.
recite this at night. So, but very, very nice text of that. Hineni munchan mezumon, behold, I am ready and prepared to fulfill the commandment of the counting of the Omer. Here the late Chazan Label Waldman, accompanied by the Oscar Julius Choir.
Tis pero, Tisperu chamishim yoim. Tisperu chamishim yoim. Tisperu, tisperu, tisperu. Tisperu, tisperu chamishim yoim.
Recorded for Banner in New York back in 1949, the late cantor Label Waldman, together with the choir of the great Oscar Julius, who used to conduct the choir at Beth Shalom here in Washington when I was a kid. And I remember they used to bring bands like 15 or 20 men and boys, and they used to take the roof off of us. And I remember thinking when I was a little kid, boy, I sure wish I could do that. And then, you know, it just goes to show, never give up your dream, because you never know how Hashem will present it to you. And then in my early 20s, I became part of the Beth Shalom Choir, where I sang for close to 30 years before it was unfortunately done away with. So just goes to show. Well, we have another selection, The Flip Side. See, I explained to the young folk what The Flip Side is, although I think with the resurgence of vinyl now, I think people understand what The Flip Side is. So after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know, we'll have the second side of the recording. Stay tuned, coming right up.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with this second selection by the late cantor Label Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Choir. This for Rum Venisa. These are lines that are recited right before the Shmone Esrei during the Shachar service. And the main line of the portion is Moshe v'nei Yisroel l'chana shirav simcha rabba. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang a song to Hashem with great joy. And you'll hear that repeated throughout the piece. So let's go back now to 1949, recorded for the Banner Company in New York, the late cantor Label Waldman and Rum Venisa.
Romini so pura el vino hay ro ma ma spine gei ma gibi ha Umagbiha Shmoli. Umagbiha Shmoli. Moiti Asirim. Moiti Asirim Poyri Anubim. Moiti Asirim Poyri Anubim. O Poyri Anubim. Yoiz Erdavli. Moiti Asirim. My tia Sirim, boy, the Yamovim. My tia Sirim, boy, the Yamovim. My, 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 Moshe Yibnei Yisroel, lechu al Ashiro. Moshe Yibnei Yisroel, lechu al Ashiro.
And then recorded for Banner New York back in 1949, the late Cantor Label Waldman and the Oscar Julius Choir and Rum Vanessa from the Chakra Service. You know, Ben, like a grandfather, you say, I wish I had a gazintur, a healthy year, for every time that we sang that piece, because there's more to it than what made it to the 78, and we didn't repeat the words quite as many times as they did on the recording, but it is a wonderful, beautiful piece. I think it was written by Chazen Abras, if memory serves me correctly, but in any event, well, that wraps up the cantoral feature. It brings us to the end of the program. Glad to be everything back up and running, and before we say goodbye, Ben, remind the folk how they can get to us here on all the different ways here on the program.
Well, if you were listening to, if you're listening to the program now, then you have found us via your favorite podcasting app. So make sure that you continue to enjoy the program that way via Apple, iTunes, or Spotify. And make sure that you like, subscribe, download all the great things that we love about the podcast. So make sure that you continue to do that.
Excellent. All right, then. Well, this is Larry Shore. Thank you very much for listening. Hoping that you enjoyed what you heard, all good music, and that you will make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program. program. Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Sei gesund, and have a great week.
And this is Ben Shore. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the program this week. We'll see you next week for another edition of the program. Once again, thanks for listening.
All right, Larry Shore saying be well, Sei gesund, und gute Woche. Have a great week, and be with us again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, Sei gesund, and have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.